Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at RockiesMarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
All right. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Isaiah.
So, what are we doing today?
We're going to do Tradio, I guess.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to many people who have many needs that need to be met.
Oh, well.
Things that they're looking for, buying, selling, or trading, events coming up.
Is it a need or is it a want that they're advertising?
Well, it might be up to them to say so.
Because a lot of people want something, but they don't need it. And a lot of people need something, but they don't want it.
No, it's gotta be the other way.
Okay. They want something, but they don't need it. That's me. I want lots of things, but I really don't need them.
You know, you had me for the first half.
And then
you kept talking.
When I said it, it didn't sound right. Are you right? Yeah. If you want something.
Okay, Joe, enough.
You don't need it. Anyway.
We're going to take a caller on line one. You are on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. You cut me off.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I have a few needs, but no wants. I'm very grateful for what I have.
Very nice. That's a good way to put it, Joyce.
Yes, it's Joyce.
Yeah.
I'm just calling to remind everyone that there is no Sons of Bingo this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There is another event going on, so Sons of Bingo will resume on the 29th.
All right.
Again. No bingo this Friday, but on the 29th, and doors open at 5:30, and bingo starts promptly at 6:30. Dougie is very prompt.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a good time, so we hope after a two-week absence that more people will be wanting to come to bingo. And Joe, I expect you there sometime.
Oh, Joe, I mentioned it once. Now I think.
I know. He's getting me. I know.
I'll get you there too sometime, Isaiah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joyce.
Okay. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Joyce.
Right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and and coming up in the future, I thought I should just let folks know that starting in June, we'll be doing Tradio only once a week on Fridays. I know. I'm seeing tears roll down your cheeks there.
They're firing me again.
Well, Joe, I mean, I must say, it's a radio station. You were a minute late.
What's new?
Okay.
Last week, I was on time. Right on time. See, I was playing. I think the theme song was almost playing, but yeah. So yeah, that's. I think it is. I don't know. I'm not going to say what it is, but you know, I've got kind of pushed out of the booth by younger folks.
Don't take it.
In the basketball games. Now I'm going to get pushed out of the booth and the. Oh man.
There's Joe again taking it all so personally.
Well, what's happening is I do take it personally. What's happening with the radio station, it's the funding, and that we're having this whole mess we got going. But it is personal to all of us in Petersburg that really rely on this radio station for our information, for our news, for anything happens bad, anything happens good, we always look at that, but
yeah. And we're not going anywhere.
I know that we will
be here, and we're here because of support from listeners like yourself who are tuning into Tradio.
Thank goodness for that.
And
support.
So these are kind of quality of life changes that we're doing so that we can continue to be here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we have another caller on line two.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. It's Liz Bake. I'm calling.
Hi, Liz.
Hi. I am calling about our Sons of Norway. The Sound of Music sing-along. I was listening to Joyce earlier thinking, I haven't gone to bingo in a long time.
Don't mention it, she'll start barking at you to go.
No, she'll call me out. Yeah. Oh, okay, so there'll be a sing-along, but the Sound of Music. And this is the full-length original movie that's going to be shown on the big screen at the Northern Nights Theater on Sunday, June 7th. And this is a fundraiser for the Wright Auditorium. And the doors will open at 5:15, and... as I said, the full-length movie will be shown, and the words to the songs will be displayed, so you don't have to go memorize them before you come. And we encourage people to come in costume or dress in your party finest, and extra tufts are optional.
Uh-huh.
And there'll be some live entertainment, and there will be some lovely desserts that you can purchase to take home with you after the movie. And the suggested donation is $25. Mm-hmm. And all donations will go directly to the Wright Auditorium upgrades. We're really hoping for new seating.
Yes.
I think everybody would like to sit in a seat that's comfy.
Not lumpy. Like, again, I noticed that for my time sitting there for the recital. I noticed how lumpy some of them were.
Yeah, yeah. We may have some surprise performances. We're still working on that. So it would be kind of fun for the whole family. And there will be no advance tickets, so you have to come early and get your seat.
So you say doors open at 5:15. What time does the show start?
Yeah, yeah. And the show starts at 6.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you'd like to help or donate a dessert, then give me a call. And my number is 907-518-0808.
0808, got it.
And I'm sure there's some brown paper packages or, maybe some nuns lurking out there that would like to show up and have some fun.
Yeah, I remember those, yeah.
And thanks for all you guys do. Thanks very much for the show.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye, Phyllis. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Phone's blank?
Yeah. Our phone lines are empty, folks.
You remember, folks, if you call, you don't have the, pleasure or whatever to listen to us yak?
I think it's pleasure. I hope it is. Or at least,
a break.
Middling entertainment.
But if you don't want to listen to us, call up and advertise them something that you need or want.
Yeah, it's true. And at 4 a.m. this morning, I was listening to the Dawn Chorus outside, and here I am listening to Petersburg's Dawn Chorus, which is Tradio at 9 o'clock.
The Dawn Chorus. Is that what you call the birds chirping?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a term. It's right at dawn, all the bird song starts to come out.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was up at 4 o'clock too, but not listening to the birds.
Did you see the sunrise?
No.
Oh, man, I was blown away. It was beautiful.
See, my house or my living room and the deck faces the other way.
Oh, so sunsets. You see the sunsets. Yeah,
but I didn't go out to the front.
Well,
but yeah,
they're special both ways.
Yeah, it was. What time is sunrise?
Well, sunrise actually, I think I don't know what the term is. Like astronomical sunrise is like 4:27 this morning. Yeah. But when I woke up this morning, it was bright. I almost thought my alarm didn't go off because it was so bright outside and just this red sky. I mean, I was blown away.
Yeah.
I was like, I mean...
Yeah, there's some good, pretty sunrises come over the mountains over there.
Yeah, and all the more special.
Yeah.
Well, we've talked enough so that there's a caller on line one.
We talked, we'll get more calls.
Okay, caller on line one, you're on the air.
Good morning, Dave Berg calling.
Hi, Dave.
And let you guys just sit there alone.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for
neither could the people at home.
I hope it's not a pity call.
Yeah, right. Save the people.
So it's great. Great day. Say, I wanted to thank people for attending the Rotary Seafood Barbecue out of Sandy Beach last weekend. It was a great time. We had some great food. And Rotary appreciates the support of everyone in the community to kind of provide help to the programs and projects that we do as Rotarians around town and around the world.
Did you have a pretty good turnout, Dave?
We did. We had served over 230 people, I think.
Good.
Something around that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And lots of black cod and salmon. with the trimmings,
help
from many different businesses in the community that we certainly appreciate. All of their kind of bend over backwards to make the program a success.
Sure.
Secondly, I want to point out that coming up for the 4th of July is our next Rotary fundraiser, our Rotary Duck Race. And we're going to have, we have ducks on sale, or raffle tickets on sale for, you can purchase a number of ducks for $10. And those tickets are available at petersburgrotary.org. There's some posters around town and people can scan a QR code and pick up one. There's also tickets available at Lee's Clothing. I think there may be some over at Rexall too. On the 4th of July, thanks to the help from our partners at the Petersburg Volunteer Fire Department, we'll create an artificial creek down the hill. Where's that creek, Joe?
I'm going to let you say what you want to, Dave.
Down the hill by Hammer and Weekon on Excel Street, and flush the ducks down, 20 or so at a time. Heat winners get $20, and then winners of each heat get put in the final, where we'll choose three winners for our final duck race. So top prize is $1,000. So,
and $10 a piece.
$10 tickets, and they're available online at petersburgrotary.org.
Uh-huh.
Or look for that code around town.
Sweet. Yes.
Go
ahead. And
I have a question. I don't think I've seen the duck race before. At least I don't recall doing it. How do I know if the duck is mine? Do I get to decorate it, or there's numbers?
Yep. There's numbers on the bottom of each duck.
We have 1,000 numbered ducks, and there's a number on each bottom on the bottom of each one.
Okay, and, that makes sense.
So, can you pick out if there's an available number? Can you pick out your favorite number out of those 1,000?
Lucky number.
A lucky number. Will you look through the bag and find my duck if I want duck number 695?
We do make sure that all of the ducks are numbered and in order when we let them go. They're already prepared for the 4th of July. So
okay.
We did that last July. You can pick out your own number. We do have a limited number. We sell the duck tickets in order so that we don't have to. If we don't sell number 695, we don't have to think
I see.
That.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. No. Yeah. It's not.
So we will have 6 or 8 books out. For sale. 60 or 80. You can pick from those at a time. Mm-hmm. And then on the 4th of July, if your duck doesn't win the heat, you can obviously come back in and purchase another ticket and get back in.
Cool.
So as long as the tickets are available. So.
Oh, so you have a little break between heats in case you want to get in on the next heats, right?
Doug Welby's been our heat, starter for years, and he lets them go pretty quick as long as we're counted for and sold. So, there is a chance to get in a later heat.
Okay,
as the race goes on.
How many ducks do you let go in each heat? Is it numbered?
20.
I want specifics.
Yeah,
here,
you're really drilling down.
Yeah, I just want people to know that you've got 1 in 20 chance of getting a winner of the heat and moving on.
That's right. Yeah,
that's pretty good odds.
The heat winner is $20. So you do get your money back, and you actually double your money, and still get into the final race. So lots of luck.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate
it. Just one quick note, Dave. Since I'm chatty this morning, I think it's great, but could we use a different term besides when you're saying you're flushing them down the road? Could you say you're washing them down the road? Because flushing them sounds like it's going the other way.
Washing them down the road is probably very appropriate. We do use fresh water.
Fresh water, I know. And I know the firemen go in there with the hoses and they kind of start the hydrant up the top and they push the ducks down the road or something. Hey, instead of flushing them, that just didn't sound right.
No, okay, Joe.
That's okay. That's enough of me. Sorry, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
No, that's okay. It did remind me of something else.
Crick?
You mentioned, and that's our Rotary Youth Exchange Program.
Mm-hmm.
Uh, our boy from Germany who's here is competing this week down in Ketchikan. He's becoming a track star. I think he's actually in four different events, along with including a relay, a 4x100 relay, I guess they call it. A real success story in our youth exchange year. Good. Having here. On the new front, we have Charlene coming from France in August. We have a first host family available, or to me, picked out for her already. Delightful kid, real active, and so we're happy that program is continuing. And we have Ruby, who will be coming back from the Czech Republic. Ruby has been out for most of this, well, all of this year. She left in late August last year.
Oh.
And she'll be able to come back and tell us stories of her year. And, if you think about it, it's the 16th of her life, that she spent away from her family and in a foreign country. So she'll come back, with a new perspective on life in the world. Which is a goal we have for all of our kids that participate in youth exchange. We also have our short-term program. We have two kids from Petersburg this year. One's going to Italy and the other one going to Finland. We'll have kids here this summer from both of those countries for about 4 weeks, staying with those families too. So nice. lots of things going on in Rotary Youth Exchange, and which is one of the big things that we have that we spend our donated money on throughout the year. So
good program.
Community for all of our all of the Rotary programs.
Super. Thanks, Dave.
And with that, I'll let you get on to another call.
Thanks
a lot.
Thanks,
Dave.
Take care.
Okay, so we have another caller online too. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Daniel Bird.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, so the 17th... Hey, good morning, Joe. So I just want to put this out there that the 17th to the 21st is the National EMS Appreciation Week. So I would like to put out a thank you to all the people who donate their time in the EMS branch, from the people who have been here 20 years plus to the people who just took the EMT-1 class and are currently testing to be volunteers for the future of Petersburg. So thank you for all your time and dedication to keep the ambulance service alive and working for the community in town here.
Nice. Thanks, Dave. Or Dan. Yeah, that's I know it well. That's a great...
I'm Dave. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Dave talked for a while. I thought he was still there, but no. Yeah. Thanks, Dan. No, that's good. That's the 17th of May here, right?
Yep. Yep.
So it's going on this week. Yeah. So cool.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. So if anybody sees one of the EMTs, thank them for their service and dedication to the community.
Right on. Thanks.
Okay. All right, you guys have a good day.
Right. Later.
You.
Thanks.
Yep.
Bye. All right. Awesome. Well, great to have a shout out there. The other thing that I wanted to mention is I know folks are just reeling coming out of the Little Norway festivities, but the Devil's Thumb Chamber Music festival is happening in town. And so that's here. They're doing things. There's a few events all until Saturday. Yeah, it's in front of me.
Okay. I see.
And they have a website where you can check out the schedule. There's devilsthumbchambermusic.com is where you can find the schedule. But I wanted to bring it up today because today is the first day of a media installation out at the library in the Ruth Sandvik Conference Room. And it has sounds from the Tongass National Forest and from the Amazon Rainforest. So I think it's titled North-South. And that's by composer Alexis C. Lam. And so that'll be at the library today, tomorrow, and Friday, I believe. And there's some other cool things going on. There's like a forest orchestra. There's a concert that happens on Sandy Beach. Then there's the final concert, which is on Saturday at 3:00, that's the only event for which you need paid tickets for, which is at Lee's Clothing.
Hmm.
The tickets are at Lee's Clothing and it's $25, but the actual concert is at the Lutheran Church.
And this is the what'd you say, the organization?
Devil's Thumb Chamber Music.
Devil's Thumb Chamber Music.
Yeah, it's the inaugural year.
Okay, that's because that's the first I've heard it. I just want to hear it again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'm kind of excited by that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nice to have like another. I mean, classical music, and they're running classes that high schoolers and people in the community can take. Yeah, kind of a cool opportunity for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then recorded music from different parts of the world.
Well, that's what the media installation is.
Media installation, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you'll just have to see what it is. It has some field recordings, and I assume it's also like composed, and there's some classical themes there too, but we'll see.
How about that? What'd you say? The Morning Melody or whatever?
Oh, the Dawn Chorus.
The Dawn Chorus.
Morning Maybe Melody. That should, Morning Melody is also
that,
good.
That should be in there, the Dawn Chorus. Uh-huh. Morning Melody, yeah. The birds and the eagles. Do you have any eagles around you where you're at?
I do hear them often. I didn't hear them this morning.
Oh.
What did I hear? I pulled out my little, like an app on your phone that will tell you what birds are around. Mm-hmm. And I heard a loon, I think a Pacific loon. I heard... obviously, there's lots of crows. They always have their chitter-chatter. There were some chickadees. There were a couple juncos. And I heard a robin.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyway, kind of interesting.
I was on my walk last night. I saw the crows chasing the eagles in the trees down by the it was around Petro Marine and around there. And there were those trees down there. The eagles always hang out there. And there's a bunch of eagles yakking up there. And then I saw an eagle flying out of there and a crow flying after them. They chased the eagles around. Crows to it. They like harassed them.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking as someone who has really no training in biology or, you know, just an amateur naturalist, all of the juvenile eagles, I feel like I've been seeing them out more. And they're running around and they seem to be causing a ruckus. And it's kind of great to watch them fly around. Yeah. So was it a juvenile?
They were chasing the juvenile ones. Yes, they were because I saw a couple of mature ones sitting up in the trees, and one's flying out of the trees there, and that's the crow's face, and then so it's a juvenile. In fact, they swooped right down on Unimac Street there. They would come down low to the ground. I thought the eagle was going to hit the tree with that. And then they swooped around and came back, and that crow was right on that eagle's tail.
Yeah. Pulling out feathers.
I don't know what, but yeah. The eagle, maybe he's so young, he doesn't know how big he is and strong he is, that he could turn around and just probably with one bite take out that crow. But I guess for the time being, they're
I'm just saying, Joe, if I was being chased by a crow, I'm bigger than it, I still might be running.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have the, I think maybe the quick reach, 180 agility that a crow does. Crow can probably spin on a dime, but those big birds can't. And it's pretty majestic, though, watching them fly around like that.
Oh, it really is.
And make all that racket. Mm-hmm. So,
when anything ever happens like that, my mother always says, "Wild Kingdom," because it's like, it's like a nature documentary is happening right in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
And just always here.
And some people, don't really get the pleasure of really seeing eagles. In different parts of the country.
No, not at all. I mean, there's such a density.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's enough of the, I think, Joe and Isaiah Naturalist show. We've had the philosophy show. We've had the sports show.
Yeah.
Now we're on to...
Well,
should we do a rundown? A roundup?
Rundown, whatever you want to call it. Yes, we can.
Unless you have something else to squeeze in.
No, I'm talked out. People are tired of hearing me.
No.
I might have had something else, but I forgot it.
Well, okay.
That's probably good.
If it's really important, you'll remember.
Yeah, right.
I hope so.
All right.
And you can still catch us, folks, if you're listening in and something comes to mind. Number 907-772-3808.
Alrighty. Joyce called, and just to remind everybody, there will be no bingo at the Suns this weekend on Friday, but it will resume on the 29th. So get your bingo dabbers ready or whatever, and it's 5:30 open, 6:30 start, and I'm sure we'll hear about a menu to come next week when bingo starts again. Liz Bacom called, and there'll be a sing-along with the Sound Music at the Wright Auditorium Sunday, June 7th. Doors open at 5:15, and the show starts at 6. It's a recommended $25 donation, and this will be a fundraiser for the Northern Nights Theater. They're trying to get up some money to replace the seating in there, which is very old and lumpy, I might add. Some of them. And, some of them are probably still comfortable. And that would be a great cause. And they also will have a dessert auction. So if you can't go to the show and you can help donate a dessert, call Liz at 907-518-0808. And Dave called, and he just shouted out a thank you for everybody that attended the seafood barbecue and all the people that helped. It was a success. It was last Sunday, and I guess it was a very good meal to be had. And also calling about the Rotary's 4th of July duck race. Tickets are available at petersburgrotary.org for $10 a piece, or they're sold at Lee's, and he thinks maybe Petersburg Rexall also, but you can get Petersburg. And there's posters on about the duck race around town. If you have your phone, you can just scan the QR code and donate and buy tickets there. And you just give a shout out for the to the Rotary Youth Exchange Program too, and the kids that participate at another awesome program by the Rotary. The boy from Germany is competing in Ketchikan in the track meet, so he's an athlete. And we have a girl from France coming. And also, Dan called, and he just wants to remind everybody that this is National EMS Week. So if you see anybody, EMS first responder, just give them a thanks, because I know from experience it takes a lot of dedication, takes a lot of your time, and it's a great, great thing for this community to have those dedicated EMS people. And the firefighters, too, all first responders, of course. But this is dedicated for just the EMS week. I think they have National Firefighter Week, too, maybe, or something. But this is EMS week. And, yeah, just give a thank, and thanks for what they do. And, you know, getting up in the middle of the night, leaving their families, and going out and helping people when they're at their lowest moment. Also, I have a message here, and I'm not sure it was on the clipboard, whether these dogs have been adopted or not. Maybe we'll find out. There's a small lap dog and a gray and white cat that need a stable home because the owners are moving to Mountain View and can't take care of the dogs anymore. They prefer to relocate together, but if not, they can be separated. The cat is good with good mousers, and a dog is good on leash. All current shots are up to date. And if you can adopt, call 907-772-4443 and leave a message for Sandy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. And looks like we got one caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. I'm straggling in at the end. This is Sally calling.
Hey, Sal.
Hi, Sally.
Hi. What a weekend, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to the Sound of Music thing that Liz is coordinating. That ought to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that helped me this last week at Sons of Norway. I don't know if a lot of people knew, but I broke my hip three places, fractured my hip.
What?
And still kept working. Yeah, jeez. Fractured the bones around the hip. But people kept backing me up and helping me out, and we got through it. And I just wanted to say a huge, huge thank you to everybody that helped me and put up with me maybe being a little bit cross.
No.
I was not real comfortable.
I'm sorry to hear that,
understandable.
Sally.
It'll get better, but I just wanted to do an extra special thank you because people did go over and beyond to help me out.
Nice. That's good. That's what we do, you know.
I know. It's community. And
pick up your neighbor,
Yeah, but I just wanted to say it, and this is a good forum.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody appreciated it, and everything went well with the coffee house and everything.
As far as I know, I left about 11, went home and slept for 11 hours.
Ooh,
so kind of missed a few things there. Yeah. But, I think everything went pretty well. I haven't heard any complaints. The weather was more than wonderful most of the time.
Yeah,
a few little sprinkles here and there, but, you know, we need that for the fish.
Yeah, well, it was nothing drastic, though. A couple sprinkles, like you said, but for the most part, it was pretty decent.
Yeah, so kudos to everybody who made it a whole wonderful weekend for the community and for the visitors.
Right on. Thanks, Sally.
Thanks, Sally.
And that's all I have. Thanks, you guys.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Good luck.
Till soon.
Yep.
Bye.
All right.
Well, speaking of Sons of Norway, just one last thing. Your first Little Norway, and if you don't come back, maybe you'll last for a while. What'd you think?
Oh, wow. Well, I thought
just
I had
First impressions. You don't have to give me the whole rundown.
I don't know. I always think I have such a great view at the herring toss, and it's because I'm in the splash zone.
Okay. The splash. You got to know where to stand.
I got to know. I never learn. it was fantastic. Just the festivities were great, and the parade was great. It was just cool to see kind of people come out, and I'm glad the weather held out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just another sign of spring.
Yeah, it was. It was a good one. Yeah, I went downtown a couple times mainly for the food.
Yeah, the food was fantastic.
Yeah, I know there was some good stuff down there. So if you missed out on that one, hopefully the vendors will be back on 4th of July and
and
splashing their wares out there.
Like some new food trucks too. I mean, it's great. Some
the
new
waffle
things.
Truck was new.
Sure.
You know, this is the second year that, and we got that call last week about. The Black Cod tips.
Yeah.
I made a special trip down there Saturday.
I'm sure you
just
did.
To get
sure
some more
did.
Black Cod tips because they were delicious too. The Tagabons had some really good food over there, some teriyaki chicken, and then there was fried bread. It was just,
it's just
I could go on and on, but there was some really good stuff down there.
Yeah.
The bison burgers by Holders, I had one of those. Those were delicious.
Right. Well, you know, folks, I mean, I'm sure some of that will be back for the 4th of July.
I'm pretty sure.
Those flags are already up.
Yeah, it is. It's time. It's time to prepare for our next celebration.
That's how
I'm
it
glad
is.
Glad you got to participate in one of our little Norways there, Isaiah, while you were here.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. This has been Tradio. Joe, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.